This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget about all the bulk mail haulers, Phoenix and Company, or Felix and Company. You're getting all the bulk mail going over to the bulk mail centers, to the post offices. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And oh, by the way, the very popular, Americans for America website, which I started a number of years ago, is now up to 10,500 members. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all the people that are over there participating in that. It's gotten so big, so quick, it's not funny. Americans for America. If you're on Facebook, that's something to check out. All right, joining us right now from the metropolis of Detroit, I think they call it the Motor City, it would be the one and only Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I got that right. I got that right. Motor City.
Absolutely.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Yes. Actually, it's the former Motor City.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words. Under God, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, I haven't said a lot about the Oscars because I really didn't care, but I feel I have to now because of what they just did to Will Smith. And by they, I mean the Board of Governors. Now, Will Smith is not allowed to attend the Oscars or any Academy events for the next 10 years. He is absolutely banned and barred from having anything to do with the Oscars after he just won the best actor Oscar.
Yeah, he brought a lot of shame to himself. He destroyed a wonderful celebration of what is a great movie. I saw that movie, King Richard. Wonderful story. And when he did that slap heard around the world, he really destroyed his own reputation. And I think what happened as a result of that was deserved. 10 years, that's good. I'm surprised, by the way, that they did that, but pleasantly so.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't escort him out after he did it.
You know what? That's what I wasn't surprised about, because Hollywood is so unlawful and so weird in their ways. That did not surprise me at all. But I'm more surprised that they actually punished him for what he did.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. He's not going to appeal it. He says he's going to go with a decision.
Yeah, because he had already, I think, quit the,
the Academy,
Yeah, the Academy, yes. Yeah. So.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
All right, now, liberal newsrooms are really, really getting concerned about what they're seeing around the country and hearing from the people. They're concerned that there's a bloodbath coming for the Democrats in November during the midterms. And they're calling it, what you hear this, they're calling it the end of our country.
Yeah, isn't that weird? It's ironic because what they support could bring about the end of our country, literally. And, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, the whole lot of them are very upset, and they don't know what to do with themselves. And New York Times, you remember the show Meet the Depressed, host Chuck Todd, he sounded a big alarm because of Democrats' dwindling chances of victory in November. But they ought to look at why.
Yeah.
Why the American people are not very happy at the Democrats' efforts to literally destroy this country.
They don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they don't care. So we can complain all we want. They don't care. They're on a mission. And their mission is to fundamentally transform the United States of America to what they want it to be, which is actually, in so many terms, a socialist, but even more socialist than communist country, where the government controls everything and they tell you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it.
And I think they also want to bring about misery. That's why they're flooding the country with brutes from around the world, 120 nations, uncivilized beings coming into this country in massive amounts. That's right there, an invasion. I can't call it anything other than that. It is an invasion with the permission of this crooked government, being lauded by the leftist media.
Yeah. Now, I've got just enough time to mention this. Well, no, wait a minute. Yeah, I'll mention it. We'll catch it on the other side of the break after the Edwards Notebook. But white men will be in the minority. That's the latest thing that we're starting to hear from the CNNs and the MSNBCs as they've been bashing the GOP with their celebration of Justice Jackson's confirmation by the Senate. Of course, she was at the White House yesterday, but that's what they said. So hold your thoughts on that, because here comes the music. And, folks, I will be right back with Rod Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, with an Edwards Notebook. So don't go anywhere. Get your coffee cup full with your Constitutional Grounds coffee and get ready to go, because we will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you are non-binary or transgender, the one-time pro-American city of Palm Springs, California, is now forcing taxpayers to pay for what you are choosing to be. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. For the thousandth time, I am saying that no matter how low the leftists go, they always seem to find lower depths of depravity to drag our society. So-called educators across the United States are coercing children into believing that they may not be the sex that God created them to be. And they also have the nerve to want to work with leftist government officials to prevent parents from fulfilling their God-given mandate and right to fulfill their roles as fathers and mothers. Now, Palm Springs, California is going to award $900 a month to 20 residents for simply claiming to be transgender or non-binary. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby must be rolling over in their graves over the leftist lunacy now engulfing that city that they helped to develop. As awful as the Palm Springs madness is, what's even more disturbing to me is that the leftists have for so long been allowed to drag our republic lower and lower toward the depths of hell. Sure, our side gets angry and complains, but up to now, the pushback against the depraved leftists has been minimal at best. Sometimes I wonder, do parents love their children and God more than they fear evildoers? I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, Ron Edwards is also sponsored by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, you know, folks, I just happen to have my Tervis tumbler, big old cup right here. And, of course, I like to drink iced coffee at night. So, in my cup is Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, let me just... Oh, that is so good. That is so good. If you want to try a treat, I want you to go over to theronedwards.com
and look for the display that's right there for Constitutional Grounds Coffee and click on that and order you some. You're going to find out it's pretty doggone good coffee because Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that
you want in your cup.
And who was that masked man?
All right.
And it is good coffee, seriously. And a lot of people I run into are telling me thank you for telling them about it. Now, we've got a caller here, and the call is about something that I told people we were going to mention, and I didn't do it after the break coming up on the top of the hour. There's a runoff election in June for the seat that Devin Nunes vacated. And Fred, down in Rio de Janeiro, on the beach at Copacabana Beach, which is where he's at right now, enjoying a pina colada, asked us a question. So I'm going to bring the caller in. Good morning, caller. Is this Kyle?
It is I. Yes.
All right, and you have the answer to this. I'm going to read because we were going to talk about this, but it also kind of involves Ron because of what just happened here on Tuesday. Now, it says there's a runoff in June. This is Fred telling us this. There's a runoff in June for the seat Devin Nunes vacated in Central California. He's a big Trump supporter and may have become communications director for Trump. Well, I think he did become communications director for the Trump company or campaign or something like that, digital or whatever, for the website, I guess it was, the group that he's got. So what do you know about that?
Well, Captain, basically, we've got a Republican, Connie Conway. She is headed to this runoff election in June 7th. Also, Democrat Lauren Hubbard is also headed to the recount, or pardon me, to the special election runoff on June 7th. As you know, in California, the top two vote-getters will square off against one another, even if both were Republicans, or
yeah,
in many cases, a lot of times, they're both Democrats. But it's interesting the way that the vote, at least as far as the last count goes, looks like she garnered about 34% to Hubbard's 19%. That's what Conway got. So we'll see, you know, if this is going to stay Republican or not. I have a feeling it likely will. Basically, here's the interesting thing, though. She's only going to serve out the term. She's not running for the actual election for that seat. There will be other people who are going to be stepping up to do that. But basically, yeah, so we'll see exactly what happens. But I think even a lot of people in California, Democrats included, are pretty upset with the way things are going. So this could be an interesting race.
Okay, well, thank you very much for answering that. And Fred just shot right back.
Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Ron, how are you doing?
Doing great.
And
sounding great on the program, by the way.
Well, thank you.
And yeah. Fred, by the way, just said thank you very much for answering his question.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome, Fred.
Okay, well, thanks, Kyle. I'll be back to you in a little bit here. Okay, now, the fact of the matter is, Ron, we did have some elections on Tuesday that nobody heard much about because the big winners on Tuesday were, once again, the Republicans.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a continuing story as things unfold and we get into the midterms. If the Republicans, and see, that's the big million-dollar question, will the Republicans do well with their messaging? Will they stand up for the right things? Will they come out strong as Donald Trump had taught them through example how they should be? Or will they just be their normal selves and with this Americanas apologeticus types like Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, Deputy Drew Belong, you know, which way are they going to go? And it will be depending on how they carry out this campaign season, which is theirs to lose, basically. It will depend how big the bloodbath will be, or if there will be one.
Well, we'll find out. And again, a lot of these elections, special elections, I know Sarah Palin started out with like 17 people running for the congressional seat that was made vacant by the death of the congressman who had been in there for like 40 years. And now, as of 2 days ago, there's 48 people running for that seat.
Jesus Christ.
Tell me about it.
I've
never heard of such a
classroom
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough when you got five or six, you know, but my God, 48?
I thought I thought originally because of her big name that a lot of them would back out, but it's totally the opposite.
And Trump just endorsed her, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think she'll pull it out, but, man, it's going to be a real dogfight.
Yep. Now, I wanted to talk about something that we didn't get a chance to mention much about. White men will be the minority, according to a bunch of newsrooms around the country. They said that bashing the GOP in celebration of Justice Jackson's confirmation by the Senate when they had that big to-do yesterday at the White House.
Yeah, and I think that's an asinine twist to take on things. White men being the minority or whatever. As I heard Kyle say earlier, it's about the qualifications of the individuals. At least that's what it used to be or should be.
Right.
And, you know, that's part of this effort in the United States of America to, they think that by getting rid of white men, they're going to fundamentally transform this country. That's what the bottom line about all of this stuff is. And, you know, Ms. Jackson, by the way, and this is my opinion, was not selected to the Supreme Court because of qualifications.
No.
I just can't say that enough. And so they want to get rid of white guys or whatever, and I just think it's crazy. It's more divisive in its nature, the way that they're coming.
Well, technically, her selection to the court means nothing because the numbers remain the same. It's what the next one up will be.
But the problem is she's even more extreme than Breyer could ever dream to be. And I thought he was.
Yeah. Well, you heard what Ted Cruz said. He got up there and he said she will be the most liberal justice we've ever had.
Ever.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got to talk about little Mayor Pete Buttigieg. I mean Buttigieg. claiming that there's no quick fix for high gas prices. Well, there is.
Oh, my God.
There is, yeah, if he just do it. And he never said a single word about the Keystone Pipeline that started all of this when they shut it down. And I'm not talking about the construction. I'm talking about the pipeline that's already there.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, a lot of people don't know this, so you might know this, Captain. He is, you know, in conversations with Michigan Governor Whitmer, plugging up pipeline number 5.
Yeah.
Now, 5 affects Michigan, Ohio, I think Indiana, and maybe Pennsylvania, but I know it affects at least 3 states. And these people, these quick solutions are not what they're about. They don't bring about real solutions. They create a crisis and come up with a big solutions.
They want electric cars because they've all got money invested in the batteries of the cars, and they're going to make millions of dollars over this, and that has to come out in the next election. That has to come out. All right, my friend, I will talk to you next week, and you'll hear your Evansville folks during the week. Thank you very much. Stay low. All right, that's Ron Edwards,
this is
everybody.
The Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy shotgun.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, the United States has been clear about supplying Ukraine with strictly defensive weapons. But Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls wants to see a shift in this policy. He's encouraging NATO to help Ukraine launch strikes on Russia's critical infrastructure like oil depots.
If we leave all of Russian logistics unfettered, then they would be able to continue to push and push and push more men and material.
The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. The four men who claimed an FBI informant set them up faced life in prison sentences if found guilty. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-8...
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota, and I want to thank everybody that's making this program grow by leaps and bounds, that listens to us, and the dedicated listeners, the people in the chat room, the people in the different Facebook groups, the people over on Getter, MeWe, Gab, Twitter, that keep commenting and telling us, you know, good job, this, that, and the other. We really appreciate that. And, you know, once in a while I get a derogatory comment, but very seldom. People are usually very appreciative of what we do. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com. That, of course, is Mike Lindell and Company. And I want you to go over there when you get a chance, MyPillow.com, and go down the page a little bit. You'll see the Radio Listener Specials page that's right there. Click on that link, go into that room, and you will find about 150 items that will be marked down insanely low. And I use that term loosely because I mean they are marked way down. Now, the reason that Mike does that, number one, is to get rid of some of his inventory. And number two, it's to give you, the customer, his supporters, proud Americans, an opportunity to save some money where you won't be able to save it anywhere else, because you're buying right straight from the manufacturer. Now, MyPillow products are there, as well as some other things that he has that he distributes. All you got to do when you find what you want is enter the promo code CAPTAIN. That's CAPTAIN is the promo code. You enter that to get the discounted prices. Now, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's another way to reach them. Otherwise, just go to MyPillow.com, scroll down, click on the Radio Listener Specials page,
Use the promo code CAPTAIN and buy anything that you want that's there. And he's got a 60-day return policy. So you're going to be able to, if you don't like it, you're going to be able to return it. So think about that. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is joining us again. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I appreciate the fact that we get a chance to talk a lot during the week about different stories, and we trust but verify what we get a story, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Because that's my reputation, that's your reputation, and I'm just not going to take something out of a third world blog or whatever and just throw it up there and say, looky here, looky here. There's some verification that goes through the process, and if we can't verify it, we don't put it up there, right?
That's exactly right.
And we don't mention it either, for that matter. Now, Fox News Peter Doocy, okay, has held Jen Psaki's feet to the fire over her maskless hug with Justice Jackson after the COVID exposure that she had to Nancy Pelosi, the hugging and all that stuff that was going on there. Now, a question was asked of her yesterday. I don't know if you heard it, but they said, can President Biden come down with COVID because of the fact that he had a hug and a kiss with Nancy Pelosi, who that very same day turned out to be COVID positive?
Well, that's right. And the answer is, yeah, it's very likely, or I shouldn't say very likely, but it is possible. Typically what the CDC is.
Yeah, but she didn't say that to begin with.
No.
She said, well, Pelosi kissing Biden doesn't count as a COVID close contact. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Do they think we're stupid?
Well, they do, yes. If you look at the look on her face, too, when she's trying to, you know, process these questions that are coming in, you can tell that she'd rather be literally anywhere else other than at
especially
the
Pelosi, from Peter Doocy.
White House. Well, exactly. She's looking forward to going to MSNBC where she doesn't have to be grilled. She can simply
Where will she be when she goes to MSNBC? Right in the basement of the White House in the reporters' deal down there. She's going nowhere.
Right. Well, she'll be doing like guest spots on different opinion shows, and then she's also slated, I think, to host something on their Peacock streaming service as well.
Now, folks, I want to mention something here. Guns are very important to a lot of people on this show, myself included, the right to carry, the right to possess. We're going to have a big, big, big rally, an outdoor rally, at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds next weekend, April 16th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be called the Freedom Rally for Our Rights, Minnesota, number 3. This is the third time I've gotten involved in this. I will be the master of ceremonies again. I love these people. I love this event. It'll be Saturday, April 16th, 2022, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Everybody listening to my voice right now is welcome to come to this rally and support the Second Amendment. It'll be at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, the Robarts Arena in the main parking lot. We're going to be over on the grass adjacent to the parking lot in Sarasota. It's going to be a peaceful, positive, patriotic exercise of our First Amendment right to defend our God-given rights to self-defense, bodily integrity, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion. Now, what you should bring is yourself, maybe a chair to sit in, and an American flag. Wear your red, white, and blue. You can even have signs, but remember, no profanity on the signs. It will not be allowed, and you will not be allowed in if you show up with something with a gross, profane sign. It just won't happen, period. Now, and I think that's fair, don't you, Kyle?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, because we don't want to get anybody in there acting like a bunch of weirdos or something, because that's not the point. Now, this event is sponsored by volunteer citizens from the local community, all who support individual freedoms and Second Amendment's rights. Now, some of the people, the special guests that will be there, James Satcher, he is a county commissioner, Manatee County, Martin Hyde running for Congress, Christian Ziegler, who is the number two man in the Republican Party of Florida, Jason Bearden running for a local office, Manatee County, Phil Dan, will be there. He's a local broadcaster up in Manatee. Lee Williams and James Shaw will be there. And myself, I'll be the MC up on stage. And again, this is not my first rodeo. I've done this the last two times they've had it. This is time number three. We have a lot
of
fun.
Very cool,
there.
Captain.
Yeah, yeah, we have a lot of fun there. And it's going to be a great time, folks. So if you get a chance, it's next Saturday. By the way, it's on Facebook. We have it there. And I'm going to put it on my website later today. You can go over there and you can take a look at what's going on. But you can certainly find it on the website for next Saturday, the 16th. Freedom, what the heck, I forgot what they call it now. Darn it, anyway. I should have looked at it again. It's a freedom rally for your gun rights over in Sarasota. Okay, well, back to us. Former Clinton pollster Mark Penn delivered a brutal assessment of Biden's sinking approval rating, saying Biden has lost his likability.
Well, right. Basically, you know, we'd all, and I think he mentioned the idea of the saying of Uncle Joe, and this is what Biden had been referred to, has been referred to for quite some time. Oh, that's just Uncle Joe and this kind of thing. And he cultivated that whole sort of persona. But now, Captain, what Penn is talking about is that, you know, that persona seems to have just gone away. There's so this kind of, not his exact words, but the idea of this mean old man kind of thing. And he's just not able to go out there and wow the crowd and take the crowd somewhere. He just can't do it. And he's, especially with the outbursts and so forth that we've seen. And the whispering. We can have that too.
What do you mean the whispering? You mean when he talks like that and he goes, and don't forget my ice cream.
Well, exactly. In other words, he's sort of creeping people out, I think, in many ways. And they wonder, I think this is why this may be central. They're wondering, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
And they don't know quite how to describe it, but they know something's off.
Do you remember General Wesley Clark ran for president, four-star, former Supreme Allied Commander in the... Yeah, okay. Well, he said about Putin... He wants the Ukraine. He wants the Baltic states. He wants control over all of Eastern Europe. He wants to shatter NATO, and he wants the United States out of Europe.
Well, that's right. This is one of those things, Captain. It's I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but it's a campaign based on hatred and revenge. And those things never really work out well, especially if you're dealing with somebody who's obviously motivated by that. He's willing to do anything. He'll sacrifice anything. He will devastate anything. That's what's so very dangerous about this whole thing. He's on some mission. And whether or not he's dying, we don't know. If he's sick, we don't really know. But he's willing to do anything to get what he wants and go down in history. You mark my words.
Yep, I'm marking them right now. All right, and speaking of marking words, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report number 2. Don't go anywhere. We've got weather to talk about. It's cold in the middle part of the U.S., so we'll tell you about that, and we've got a little bit of snow starting to kick in here. We'll tell you about that, and I'll be right back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Brand new day.
Blackberry Smoke. And Kyle, that's my request. Who requested that?
So that would be me.
That's called Waiting for the Thunder, and that is a song. And by the way, we'll dedicate that one to Fred down there at Copacabana Beach, because that's a song that if you're still sitting down, when that thing comes on and starts banging away the guitar and all that stuff, there's something wrong with you.
Right. No, it's a great, great song. I really like that band.
Yeah. Now, take it away and tell us about the weather out west, and then I'll get going here with the other stuff.
Well, thank you, Captain. We are tracking a winter weather advisory tonight. Of course, this is going to be outside of Seattle as it stretches down through central Washington, down into Oregon, a little bit east of Portland. And by the way, up on Snoqualmie Pass tonight on I-90, it's currently 31 degrees. And the weather right now is being reported as snowing and snowing hard at times. So you're going to require chains. So you'll be hanging iron there on Snoqualmie Pass as we head at least into Saturday. Now, for some of our other areas, of course, we definitely are watching some high winds, and this is going to be happening up in Northern California, also in the high desert, coming up I-15. If you're heading out of California towards Las Vegas, you definitely got that. It's going to also be around St. George there in southern Utah. You've also got high winds around Boise, Twin Falls, and Rexburg, and we've also got some active weather on the map tonight. Last hour, it was up around Missoula. We still have that there, but this time it's going to be north of Missoula. You're going to have sleet and rain coming across the road. And then some of the rain we were watching around Bozeman last hour, that has gone a little bit to the east of that, over towards Springdale and Big Timber as you go along I-90. Other than that, we're looking again at some of these winter weather advisories up in Washington, as I mentioned. And that's what's happening. And by the way, we've got another storm coming through as we head towards Monday. That's going to turn more back to winter in the West. We'll have more next week, of course, on the show.
It's sitting right off the northern part of California down towards about San Francisco Bay, waiting to come in, sitting right out there. Yep, I can see it.
That's right.
All right. Now, folks, we got some really cold weather, probably some of the coldest weather of the winter so far. Which is sitting out there in middle America. If you're in Kansas, the eastern half of Kansas, including I-70 and I-35 north-south, I-29 north-south, you're going to have some very cold temperatures tonight. Same thing for the southern part of Iowa. All of Missouri is under a hard freeze warning tonight, all of it. The southern half below I-70 of Illinois is under a hard freeze warning. The northern half of Arkansas is under a hard freeze warning. I-40 from Amarillo east all the way to Memphis is under a hard freeze warning. Then going down the eastern third of Arkansas down to Texas, that's a hard freeze warning. Now we have a frost warning, a hard frost advisory rather, not watch but a warning. In Arkansas right now, going up towards south to Little Rock and over east, south again of Little Rock, over to the northern part of, northern part of Mississippi, the northern part of Georgia and Alabama, and also all the way across Tennessee now to Eric's backyard over there where he's at. So that's what you got. That's what... is going on that way. We got some snow tonight going up 85. So if you're coming up 85 out of North Carolina, you're going to have some snow running parallel with you. Just some light snow so far. And again, frost going across the central part of North Carolina, the Piedmont up in there. Windy conditions along the Atlantic Ocean for North Carolina, South Carolina, and the northern part of Georgia, and we'll have some wind today along the Gulf of Mexico. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, take care. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, again, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by The Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there and see what they have to offer and become a member of their driver's club. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is along with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did we see yesterday in the White House on the lawn there? Was that another exhibit of Joe Biden's clarity or unclarity and some of the stuff he said? You know, I don't even understand why he's saying some of the stuff he is anymore.
I think the man's crossed over.
Okay, well, yeah. Crossed over to what, a picnic table?
No, into some kind of...
Yeah.
Fantasy afterlife.
Yeah, there's something really wrong. Now, I'm really concerned in another respect for him right now, and I mean this sincerely. He got the fatal kiss and hug from Nancy Pelosi, who the same day he got it tested positive for COVID, right?
I think it was the day after, but...
I thought it was the same day. It doesn't matter, but anyway, she tested positive for COVID. He came in contact, and... Up until late yesterday, Jen Psaki was saying, well, we're not concerned about that. That wasn't really close contact. Are you out of your mind? Of course it was close contact.
We follow CDC guidelines.
Sure they do.
In fact, we generally take it a step further. And the CDC guideline says 15 minutes. Well, it didn't have to be a kiss for 15 minutes, but
nope.
He was around her for 15 minutes. And so were other people around Nancy Pelosi.
Yep.
So we have a bunch of members of Congress now that have tested positive.
Yeah.
And
because they were around Nancy Pelosi. Hello. Jeez. I mean, it's just nuts.
Well, the nuttier part is he wants another $10 billion for COVID funding.
Right.
But then he says, you know, according to Jen Psaki, that we have pretty much defeated COVID because of all the vaccines and prophylactics, and they're lifting Title 42 at the end of May. So... He wants $10 billion, but don't worry about it. We've got it under control. So it's kind of like, which is it?
We won't have when we let all those people in over that border. All right, hold the thought. Folks, coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. A great day in the neighborhood. Hope you're having a great weekend. Got some good things lined up. By the way, how about Tiger Woods? Holy smokes. He's back out on the tour, and he made the cut. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.